This call is being recorded.
One you know as Jesus. As I am also Sananda. I have been with you many times in this group. Many times I have come to share with you. This day that I come now, day of rejoicing, this day of rejuvenation, yes, this day of resurrection. But it is not my death so long ago, and then the subsequent resurrection that is what you celebrate these days. It is the life that I led. It is the life that I share. It is the life that I show to each of you, to all of you, to prepare the way for you. I did not die for your sins. That is a fallacy. I came to live so that you might live, so that you might raise up into the higher heavens of your own being. This is what I came for, to prepare and show you the way, to show you the ideal, to be the ideal that you would follow, not the idol. I was never meant to be worshipped. I do not wish to be worshipped. I wish to be followed as a life-giving of love. For I am the embodiment of love, just as you are the embodiment of love and light. I have never not been this embodiment. Nor has anyone else on the entire planet or in the solar system or the galaxy or the very universe itself not been the embodiment of love and light. Yes, it is true that sometimes ones lose their way, stray far from the rest of the herd. But all of you, even though you have strayed here and there, you always come back to the flock. I am the shepherd, holds you to me, keeps you near and dear to my heart. We, you and I, we are all in this together. I came to show you the way to follow. For I am the way, the truth, and the life. As you are the way, the truth, and the life. It is all about consciousness, my brothers and sisters. It is all about raising your consciousness and being aware of raising your consciousness. It is all about awareness and movement of consciousness as you become more aware. As I say, we are all in this together. We are all working toward the same goal. Goals. Those are to find the oneness within each and every one of us. To bring the unity consciousness back to this planet. Back to those who reside on this planet. To connect all to the planet herself, to Gaia herself, and to all of the plants and the animals, every living creature on the planet, to connect, just as of old. Those times when I came as Yeshua, those that were around me were not ready for the messages I had to bring, not ready for the ideal that I showed them. But you now, my brothers and sisters, are ready. Each and every one of you are ready for this. Even though you do not believe, as of yet, that you can ascend into the higher heavens of your being, you can, and you are, and you will. You have heard many times now that many of you have already ascended. But yet, you do not feel as you have ascended. You have not raised up into the clouds as I raised up into the clouds, as those who were watching could see as I did this. But in those times, in those vibrations, this was necessary to show the ideal, to show the way. Show what was possible. But to you now, this is no longer necessary. You will not raise up into the clouds. You will not raise up into the heavens aside from yourself. You will raise to the higher frequencies within your own being. You will ascend. You have ascended. Are just not fully aware yet. But I tell you now, as many are telling you, there will come a time, a frequency, a certain frequency will be reached when you will awaken one morning and all will change in the twinkling of an eye, in an instant. Your lives as you know them today will be forever altered, forever changed. Because you are the ones, my friends, my brothers and sisters, you are the one. I leave you now in peace and love. You know that just as I have always been with you, I am with you now and will always be with you, and you with me. Peace and love be with each of you.
I am Lady Nada. I walked the path with Yeshua in our times years ago. I was Mary Magdalene. Our forever consort, he and I. Not being nice to know that this is your last Easter celebrated as a religious holiday. The last one that will be treated in this way. It will not ease out of your memory so easily as never to happen again, but the meaning will have changed after this year. As the meaning of so much of your life will go in the coming months, very rapidly changing, you will see the love that is present on this planet explode. You will see the wars stop one day. You will see all things not change easily and gradually. You will see the greatest numbers of these things happen very quickly. We are proud and pleased to be walking beside you, to be walking with you on the path that you are on. know Yeshua Sananda, myself, that we are walking beside you, cheering you on, and knowing that you have come already to the end of your pathway for your ascension process. And the next step will be taking place very soon. We thank you and we bless you today. Have a wonderful Easter day.
Om mani padme hum. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here with you, we are ready and willing to move ahead with the program here. And it is a program. It is a process, as we have said many times. And you are the program. You are the process. So just sit back and continue to be ready for the show, because the show is coming. And it is going to be quite the show. So we wish also to share with you, though, something here now. You have come more and more to begin to work with this thing called the plug, the device, the Lemurian plate, and working with this technology. And this technology is beyond your understanding at this moment, but it is going to come to your understanding. You are going to begin to be aware of what it is, how it works, all of these things. This is coming. But for the time being, understand that it works because it can, because it is ancient technology. It is higher vibratory technology. And it is something that you are being able to move into, to work with, to be able to have this technology. And as it begins to work in your homes and in you, with your bodies and all of these things, this is the precursor of the crystal chambers. It is a small facsimile of this. Of course, the crystal chambers, the healing chambers, and all of these things will do so much more than this one plug can do, and this Lemurian plate can provide for, but it is the beginning of it. It is working with the same vibration, and the vibration working with the consciousness of the being that it is attempting to assist here in various ways. And you are beginning to understand the many different various ways that this works with, how it works with the vibration, or that it works with the vibration, rather. Not how so much, but that it does work. And it works with the vibration of the various consciousness that it comes in touch with. We are speaking not only of human beings, but of animals, of plants, of various fruits and vegetables and all of these things, even the buildings in your homes, themselves. Your homes have consciousness. Please understand this. They are made of various items that come together to build a home, but they are made from wood and various other materials that have consciousness. So your consciousness in your homes, especially in the more newer fashion, they are going to have this consciousness within them, and they are going to work more directly, more and more so, with this plug, with this technology here. Okay? We're going to give much more of this as we move along here, but for now, that is all we can give here on this. You have questions, we will answer questions, though, on this or anything else now, as Ashira is also standing by. Do you have questions here for us?
I started to see my dive stuff just a piece at a time and putting it where nobody will see it.
Cannot understand what was just said over the phone here. Was there a question?
Namaste, one who serves. That was background noise on a caller that was not muted. We apologize.
Very good. Would there be any questions? If not, we will be able to re-channel early here.
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Christine. I really don't know how to formulate this question. I would just like some advice. It comes from basically, you know, how Moses was feeling about being on the sidelines and Bob talking about his job and not knowing what to do, and somebody on another call talking about being told she was a healer. You know, I had an astrology reading that said the same thing, that I was a healer, and I had a reading recently that the people coming through said, why don't you go back to doing your spiritual work? And a reading last year, a year ago, from Ashtar that said, you know, that I needed to come up with creative avant-garde ways to make a living. And right now I'm in a job that I can barely stand and feel like walking out the door every minute of the day. It just is killing my soul and my body. And I'm really not having any clear direction about, you know what they're talking about. I mean, I know that I heal by my presence because I pick up things from people and everything. But if you or one who serves or Ashira can give me any advice on, you know, where I stand and or where I should be going, I would appreciate it.
Where you stand is exactly where you are. Where you're going is where you have already been. We are purposely being a bit
cryptic,
yes, good word here. We are purposely being that way because it is important for you to find your path, to follow your path. And in order to do that, you need to let go. Let go of the various things that are plaguing you or causing you consternation. Is that the word here?
Mm-hmm.
And to allow for the overall process to take hold here. Now, how do you do that, you would ask? We would say here to find various things in your life that you enjoy. If you enjoy something and it is something that can make a little bit of money, can be a financial relief for you, then follow that, do that. Do not be stuck in a rut, you might say. For many are stuck in this rut. They are feeling like there is no way out and they are held there. And this is purposeful by the cabal that has created this entire situation that you find yourselves in, to be in these areas, you are calling them dead-end jobs. But they do not need to be dead-end jobs. You do not need to be in that type of a job. You need to simply find what works for you, what is enjoyable to you, and then move in that direction to find remuneration for this. You see? It is there for you. Many are beginning to do that more and more. Now, also understand that we wish for you to always be in the now, be in the now moment. Do not think about the future as the future is coming, because the future is already here now as well. It is all in the process of the now. So let go of these things that you are waiting for, that you are hoping for, that you want to happen, because it is already happening. It is already in the now. So your various jobs that you are in, if you are unhappy in them, do something different to create the change there. But know that as you are doing this, you are already preparing for these things that are going to be upon you and are already upon you. You see, as we say many times, these things have already happened at the higher levels. It just needs to manifest now at the three-dimensional level, or the higher three-dimensional level, we will say, and even into the fourth dimension. Okay? Ashira, you wish to add here?
I don't think so. You touched on an area that I thought you were going to miss. You're very thorough and complete. Thank you.
Very good. Does this answer your question, Christine?
Oh, yeah, I just wish it could have been more. Thank you.
Or X marks the spot, no?
Yeah. Thank you.
We are not in the habit of giving the X marks the spot, although James has asked for this many, many times, and we keep telling him no. So, would there be any other questions here?
Well, I have something.
Yes.
And listening to what's being said in the whole job process, what I learned, I don't always practice it, but what I learned is what you say is what you get. I learned that, and it's been experiential in my life. And then the second thing is speak about what you want, not what you don't want. We are working on ascension language in this group, and ascension language is consciousness. If we say what we want and we make a decision to empower ourselves, is that powerful, or is that the way to go in a situation like this?
Certainly, as you are asking this question, Joanna, you already know the answer.
But I think people don't know the answer.
And that is correct. Everything you said is correct. You are moving in a direction, and the more that you intend to have something occur and be a part of your life, the more it will be so. The more you want it, the more it will be. But there is also somewhat the opposite of that, where there are people that don't want various things, and they think about how much they don't want them, but then they draw them to them by doing that exact thing that they did not want.
Right.
See?
Yeah.
Ashira, do you wish to add here?
No, I think I agree totally with Joanna's comments. You know, many, many people are still caught up in those things in their life that they don't want to have occur, and so they're staying, use those excuses for staying in the same job, the same rut, the same relationships as they have had for any number of a period of time. So as we learn to release and let go, as each one in this room, each one in this group releases and lets go fully and completely, there are wonderful, wonderful new energies that will fill that space. And then you can modify, you can manufacture, you can make of those energies what you want. And that is what you will manifest for the space that you have cleared for yourself.
Yes, it is all about the creative process. You have been in the creative process here in your three-dimensional realm. And the only difference here between this and the fifth, fourth, and even fifth dimensional realms is that there is a buffer period. There is a period of time between your intention, your thoughts, and your intention, and your creation for it to then manifest. That, of course, will become less and less as you move up into the higher vibrations. But in the point where you are now, you continue to have the intention that you want, whatever it is, and then move toward creating it. But the idea is move. You have to move. You have to move your feet. You have to do something to bring it about. Because if you sit on the sofa and watch TV all day long or night or whatever it is, that's what you will get. You will get a funky brain here, you see? So there is a need to move your feet, move in a direction, find the direction that you want, and then move in that direction. And yes, we say many, many times, go with the flow, let it be, but this does not mean to just sit back and do nothing, you see? Because if the entire planet, if all on the planet did what many think about going with the flow or letting it be and just sat back and did nothing, there would be no changes. Because as we have said many times, you are the change. You are the change you have been waiting for. So you have to create the change, whether it is in yourself, or whether it is in your environment around you. You have to be the ones to create it. If you want a new job, go get it. If you want a new relationship, then you have to let go of the old one and move toward the new one. You see, whatever it is, but you have to make the movement. It's a movement of consciousness. It is all around the idea of awareness. Okay?
Okay.
Any other questions here? Did this answer your question, Joanna?
Yes, I want to add that affirming our future in a positive way creates a positive future. Affirming our future in a negative way creates a negative future. One of the things that I wish to impart on all that that come in my path is how powerful they are, that they must believe in their own power.
That is very much correct. You are more powerful than you can possibly imagine. And as you move up into the higher vibrations, you will be imagining a great deal, and you will be creating a great deal from this imagination. So practice now. Practice using your imagination. Practice using your visualization skills. And move ahead. Do something. Whatever it is, find something to do that can be of assistance in your life or in others' lives around you. You all do not have to be the David Wilcox and the Cordy Goods and all of these of the world. They have to be there, they have to be available, yes, but there are also many, many, many behind the scenes that you have no idea of their names or who they are. And you yourselves are those ones behind the scenes. Okay?
Yes.
Would there be any further questions here?
I have one. It's the other night, I was just talking about this earlier, about my encounter. Again, in front of me, seeing those bright lights and those standing colored lights on each side of it. Is that an encounter of the fifth kind, or or is this something that's unveiling to me and letting me see my life changing? Or
I will answer.
Yes, please, Michelle.
Yes, thank you. Dear, those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, these are what you are open for. These are what you've been asking for. You want to have an opportunity to look through the veil to the other side. You want to know that you are one with your galactic family. And they are there to show you that they are waiting for you so that you and they can come together at a time in the future when it is safe and good for all. So yes, dear friend, this is an opportunity for you to have that communication that you want and to know fully and completely that there's an aspect of yourself on that ship, working on the ship, doing the things that it does on the ship, and that one will contact you, get in contact with you through dreams. So have some good dreams and report to us what you heard, okay?
I got so many chills on my body. Each chill has a smile.
That's wonderful. Thank you. One who serves.
Yes, and how many would have looked in that same sky as you did, Bob, and seen what you have seen and discount it? Think it is something of a three-dimensional realm here. That it is something that is not extraordinary, as you have believed it to be extraordinary. So for those who have eyes to see and, yes, ears to hear, there are many who would look at that sky and not see anything that you have seen. Goes for the one, Katharina, too, as well. Same thing.
I have something that came to me just that I would like maybe one of you to comment on, and that is the thinking with the heart instead of the brain. And often thinking with the heart requires submitting to the heart, and we're not trained in that. And if we're lost and we don't know what direction to go in, would it be wise to engage the heart?
Always and in all ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Very much so. Look within the heart. Look within the... Listen for that small wee whisper within you. And it will never guide you wrong. But it is the necessity or the ability for one to be able to do that, as you have been so programmed to think and therefore act from the thinking. See? That is not to say do not think. We are not saying that. You have to use your brain. You have to think. But you have to listen with your... No. Hear with your brain, but listen with your heart.
Mm-hmm.
See, there is a difference here. Okay?
Yeah.
Anything to add here, Ashira?
No, perfect.
Good. Any further questions here?
I don't have a question, but I've got a song that keeps stirring in my head, and I can't... For some reason, I feel like I need to sing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if it's okay that I do that.
Of course.
Sure.
I release and I let go. I let the spirit run my life. For my arms are open wide. For I'm only here with God. That's all I remember.
Wonderful.
That's so wonderful.
Now put that into music. Put piano with it. Joanna?
Yes, sir.
You could do this. To help him here with this.
Yeah.
Was given for a reason.
Okay.
Anything further here? Hear the shuffling of papers, and does that mean there is a question forthcoming, or no? No.
Yes, I was trying to ask a question here. This is Rita.
Yes.
I had a dream night before last. I thought it was a dream. I'm going to ask you if it was a dream, and I've got an impression that it really was real. And I was up on a ship. I knew it was a ship. And Astar was there. Also Sananda and James. I was sitting next to Astar, and Sananda was sitting in the next row. I never saw his face, but I knew it was him, and I saw James's profile. And Sananda, I could tell he was the admiral, at least in with his hat on. And I don't know what James was asking him, or Sananda, I think. My impression was he was giving some kind of command, because I got the impression that James was a commander. And then Astar stood up after this was all going on, and maybe it was still going on with James and Sananda. And he was turned around and faced the back of me, which was a lot of attendants. And he called three names out to follow him. And it was supposedly, well, it was kind of way out there, but it was supposedly my crew, and he walked out with those three, and I'm just wondering what he was telling them or where he was going with them, somewhere possibly, I don't know, and I'm asking if you did know, and would you please tell me?
We are so pleased that you have brought this up, because it is important as a precursor to your next advance. There is a connection here, as you will find for those who are there and those who are participating. But understand that as you believe it was a dream, it was more than a dream. It was in that state where you are between the waking and the asleep state. So it was very real and very important,
And it has to do with the 12 and the 12 of the tables and the council. The councils that you have been a part of and will continue to be a part of if you wish for this. And many are going to be involved in this as well if they are wishing for it.
Anything to add? Thank you so much.
No, I just wanted to say, Rita, that you asked for these types of experiences, and now you have one. We are very pleased for you. And yes, we see this as a live experience, and we would say to you, ask Ashtar. Ask him what you think what you would like to know about this dream, and see how he answers you. We believe that will be a interesting experience for you. Continue having these experiences. So many in this room are on ships at night. So many in this room are parts of the migration of ships that are coming and going from this system. So many in this room have their own crews that are serving with them. So this is not a one and only type of experience. This is something that everyone in this room and on the phones, many, many, many of you are experiencing. So keep this in mind, so when you have your experience, you can bring it forward and share with this group as well. Thank you, One Who Serves.
Very good. Any further questions here?
I have something. This is Katharina.
Yes.
I think I know what the meaning is, but I want to ask you to double check. But I have dreams of, and I have a terrible height of fear of heights, but I have dreams where I'm stepping off of cliffs. I'm not going on spaceships, not that high, but I am stepping off of cliffs and falling and not being afraid. And I had two of them, but the first one was I fell off and landed in a snowbank, and it was a soft landing, and I wasn't afraid to jump off, but I did, and just fell, and landed in snow. That broke my fall. And then the next one, I was up on a cliff, and it was always on red mountains, like in Sedona. And I went up, and I stepped off, not with a care in the world, and went down, and landed softly, and just sat. This was one I just had recent. Can you?
Yes.
Maybe explain that.
Cynthia, we know you are already thinking about this. So what was said to you many moons ago, many, many years ago?
I know.
What was said to you? Were you going to be ready for?
Yeah. Are you ready to jump off the precipice?
Yes. That was speaking that time, long ago, about ascension. We were just couching it in different terminology back then. Mm-hmm. Now we do not need to do that anymore, but your dreams are certainly indicative of the ascension process, of stepping off of the precipice, stepping off of the cliff, and letting yourself go, and letting it be, going with the flow, you see? This is very indicative of the ascension. And the fact that you did not hit the ground or get hurt or anything of this nature is showing you there is no fear here. Have no fear. Step off the precipice. When you feel that need, just as the Susan has felt that, where she has been having the experiences that she is having, she has no fear here. It is just a letting go process. And the more you can simply let go, let it be, you will have amazing experiences and dreams and all of this. I would also say to you, it is not so much of a dream that you had. That's all we can say on that, though.
Nothing to add here. That was perfect.
Does it have to do with the mountains in Sedona? Because they're red, and that's the only
there mountain. Is a connection. That's for you. There is a connection here. And since you have brought this up, we can add here to you, you are not out here for happenstance, by accident. You are here for a reason. That reason has not yet been provided to you, but it will come. but it is nothing like what you have thought up until this point. Are there any further questions here before we release channel?
Well, I'm glad that Kathy brought that up, because I have literally fallen off many mountains, and it's always been a very, very soft landing. First started getting into metaphysics back then, and to have that visualization and knowing that this is happening in not a dream, but the actuality of the ascension period started way back when.
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Yes. But be careful, people. Don't go up on a cliff and jump off thinking you're going to land softly on a snowbank at the bottom. Not quite ready for that yet.
I would fly. If I do jump and I don't fall, I would be flying.
Yes. Anything further here? Then we release channel. Chanti, peace be with you. Be the
Chanti.
One.
Thank you. I am Ashira, wishing you a wonderful, wonderful Easter today. Thank you for coming with the group. Thank you for coming along with us today, for being part of our joy in serving you. Blessings and peace. Namaste.
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 Rita, did Ann ever join us?